A good news reflection for Friday of the 32nd week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, staying rooted in truth. Today's readings warn about being so progressive that we're no longer rooted in the teachings of Christ. The norms and regulations of the Catholic Church do provide room for growth, adaptations for special needs, and changes in how we worship based on timeliness and cultures. Canon law and church documents mention the necessity of adaptability, as long as moral laws are not broken and the teachings of Christ are not rejected. Our church, the chosen lady of today's first reading, taken from 2 John verses 4 through 9, is continually evolving, growing more into the image of Christ as we, individually and collectively, gain greater understanding of God's love and improve how we share it to transform the world. Signs that more growth is needed are all around us. You have seen it yourself. There are priests who don't even try to be like Christ. There are bishops who exert their authority without compassion and collaboration. There are laity who condemn others while ignoring their own need to advance their own faith life. God isn't finished maturing his beloved church. A huge boost in spiritual growth for our church came through Vatican Council II, but we're still learning how to apply all of its spirit-inspired teachings. Some Catholics have tried to go too far with the progress it initiated. Others are afraid of change. And many haven't even learned what the documents from the council say. So God isn't finished teaching and maturing us. When progress means redefining the truth to suit our own purposes, we no longer have God, as today's first reading points out. Progressive decisions occur when we allow ourselves to be swayed by the winds of non-Christian influences. We're most vulnerable to this when we don't like what the church teaches, which happens because we don't understand what the church is really teaching. To use the analogy that Jesus provides in the gospel reading taken from Luke chapter 17, verses 26 through 37, wherever the carcass is, there the vultures will gather. We flock to what's decaying, because the world tells us it's appetizing, and we should choose to believe it. The Antichrist or deceiver is anyone who rejects the truth. We can discern what is not a truth, what is not truly of God, by its unloving character and its unscriptural basis. However, love and scripture are often claimed as validations for deceptions. We must become better educated, double-checking everything against the documents of the church, because these teachings are based upon and help explain the scriptures. Every day we're exposed to the ideas and pressures of people who are gambling with their eternal happiness. They are like the folks in Noah's days, as Jesus pointed out, doing what feels right to them until the very end, without regard to the warnings and commandments of God. They think they're sparing themselves from unhappiness and destruction. But whoever tries to preserve his life by his own methods will lose it. The laws, norms, and regulations of the Catholic Church are based on the supreme law of love so that we remain eternally alive in the saving love of Jesus Christ. If you doubt any of it, research it. If you doubt the adaptations, research it. If you see church rules being practiced without love, don't let others dictate your understanding of the rules. Research it. There is no excuse for mixing untruths with the truth, not in today's information age. This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on gnm.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.